Scully says the budget she proposed adds $15 million for street maintenance and another $7 million for drainage.
And that's the number one thing we hear from the community. We want the city to do more street maintenance.
It also places priorities on parks, libraries, adult literacy, and comprehensive city planning, Scully says. The proposal does not raise property tax rates. But with a back-and-forth fight waging between the city and police union for health care benefits, Scully says she hears from police officers that taxes should be raised so they can continue their plans that require little personal contribution.
Perhaps that's easier for them to say because less than half of our police officers and firefighters live in the city of San Antonio.
The budget proposal maintains police and fire benefits at 66% of the general fund. Instead of spending $13,000 per uniform, she recommends spending $10,000. She says they'll still enjoy the best benefits in Texas, but it helps the city pay for important services.
Is there anyone out there that doesn't contribute toward their own cost of health care for themselves and their family? We know that they have very difficult jobs. We cover on-the-job injuries. We invite them to participate in wellness activities and the cost of health care and in managing that.
Scully says if the unions don't reach a compromise, the city council can change the plan with the adoption of the budget. The community will get to voice their opinion about the budget during workshops this week. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.